around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Barkeep, short whiskey and a small beer.
Yes, sir.
There you are.
Yeah. My name's Hank Fergus. They tell me you're Zeno Smith.
Yeah, that's right, young fella.
Well, they tell me Zeno Smith got a big reputation for handling a gun.
Well, I didn't ask for it.
But you got it. That's what's important.
It's not such a good thing to have, Fergus.
And why not?
Because it attracts young fools like you to try me out and get themselves killed.
But if I don't get killed, I kill you instead.
Well, then you'll have yourself a pretty fair start as a gunman. You'll have had your last peaceful night's sleep.
I don't mind.
Now, look, Fergus. I just want to have a quiet drink and then go to bed. I'm worn out. Now, leave me be, will you?
You see that big picture of Valley Forge that got hung on the wall down there? You see them wires holding it up?
I'm not interested, I tell you.
You watch. Tolerable shooting, eh, Zeno?
Yeah? Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad. Let's see you do better.
Fergus, I told you, I'm worn out. I haven't slept for a night. I'm not interested in your games.
I ain't playing games with you, Zeno. Now draw.
No.
All right. And I will. He didn't even try. He froze. He froze solid. Maybe this will thaw you out. Look at him, everybody. The great Zeno Smith. Crawling like a snake. And I done it. Hank Fergus. Just remember that. Hank Fergus. Anybody like to try me? I didn't think so. You're all cowards in Dodge City. I'm leaving. Good night, Zeno Smith.
Barkeep.
Yes, sir?
Barkeep, give me a whole bottle of whiskey. A full one. Right up to the top. Barkeep. Barkeep, give me a whole bottle of whiskey. A full one. Right up to the top.
Zeno?
Zeno?
Don't you think you've had enough for tonight?
Oh, I got some money to pay for it, Miss Kitty. You see?
I didn't mean that, Zeno.
Let him drink, Kitty.
Huh?
He never causes any trouble.
Oh, Matt? All right, Zeno. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Barkeep, here's the money.
Barkeep, now get the bottle out.
You're a big help, man.
You can't stop Zeno Smith from drinking, Kitty. He'll sober up in a day or so.
Yeah, maybe for a whole week.
Well, he's been doing it for years.
Yeah, about 10, they tell me. He was a nice fellow, Matt. What got him started drinking anyway?
I don't know. It was long before my time. But I've heard he used to be something of a gunman.
Zeno Smith? That's kind of hard to believe.
A gunman loses his nerve. He loses everything, Kitty.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, so they say. Some newcomer called him out and he froze.
So he took to drink, huh?
It helps him forget, I guess. At least for a couple of days a week.
Yeah. Well, it's mighty good of Mr. Jonas to keep him on at the general store. Most people wouldn't be that patient with him.
Jonas trusts him, Kitty.
Even when he's drunk?
When he's drunk, he doesn't go near the store. Little Tommy sees to that.
What a combination. A 45-year-old drunk and a 13-year-old orphan boy.
Yeah, they're good company for each other.
Oh, you men. Well, there he goes with his bottle. Matt, does Tommy know about Zeno backing down that time?
Now, that's one thing everybody's been decent about. They never told the boys.
Good.
That's a funny thing, Kitty. They say it happened right here, at the Long Branch.
Well, this place has got a lot of history. I'm just as glad I've missed.
Yeah, me too. But I better get going now.
Come by later, Matt.
I'll try. So long.
So long.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, what is it, Chester?
Mr. Dillon, you better get out there. Some toughs are plaguing Zeno Smith. They're pretty drunk, and they could hurt him. They wouldn't listen to me.
So what are they doing to him?
Oh, they smashed a bottle of bourbon he was carrying, and now they're agging him to go home and put on his gun.
I'll show you.
Yonder they are. I'm speaking. They do it.
By heaven, I'll show every one of you.
All right, get away from him, you men. Leave him alone.
I'll show you.
Look at
him. Look at him run.
Let him go.
If one of you dares to face me, I'll show you.
Forget it, Zeno. They've gone.
Well, Marshal, they think I'm a coward. They think I won't put on a gun. I'll show them.
You're not a coward, Zeno. You don't have to show anybody anything.
Yes, I do. I'm going to right now. They'll see. There's no fool around me.
You gonna let him do it, Mr. Dillon?
That's Kentucky courage he's using, Chester. He'll sober up fast enough.
Maybe so. But I'm thinking one of these days he'll get on that bottle and come out shooting for real.
Well, you never know, Chester.
Get to work, you know. Mr. Jonas is asking for you over at the general store.
Oh, no, no. Oh, I can't work today, boy. Oh, my head's got an axe stuck in it.
You was awful drunk when you come home last night, you know. You was even looking for your gun.
I was?
I hit it, you know, in front of the mattress. You was talking about some fellas, you know, how you was going to take your gun and face them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. Oh, I'm sick, Tommy.
But you gotta go to work. You spent all your money last night.
Well, there's food in that house. I'll get some money next week.
Next week? Well, my birthday's tomorrow, you know. You promised me a pair of boots. Don't you remember?
I forgot. I mean, I'll get him, Tommy. I promise I will.
But how? You're broke. You can't work today. Mr. Jonas won't advance you no money.
You leave it to me, Tommy. You're going to have your boots. I promise.
Sure. Sure, Gino. I'll fix you some coffee.
Oh, Tommy, boy, I'm just no good. No good for anything.
Mr.
that beer now, Mr. Jones?
You always thirsty, Chester?
It seems like it, don't it? Oh, look yonder.
What?
Ain't that Zeno's boy, Tommy?
Yeah.
Why, looks like he's crying. Just standing there looking in that store window and crying. Oh, that poor little fella.
Tommy? What's wrong?
Nothing, Marshal. Nothing.
Well, gotta be something wrong. Well, what is it?
Zeno promised me a pair of them boots in the window there. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh.
He's homesick. He can't even work.
Well, Tommy, you know, we don't always get what we want. But Zeno's generally pretty good to you. He's probably feeling mighty sorry about this.
Sure, maybe he'll get you some boots next year.
Next year's too late. I'll be 14 tomorrow, and I'm going to get me a job at the stable so as I can learn to ride and make a living for myself.
You're going to be 14 tomorrow, huh? Well, you're practically a man then, Tommy. You know, men have to learn to take hard knocks.
You're right, Marshal. I've been seeing us stay here. I'm okay now.
Sure you are.
Well, I gotta get back to Zeno now. He may need me. Go on, Marshal. Chester.
Bye. He's an awful good boy, ain't he, Mr. John?
He's gonna make out all right, Chester. Well, what you say, let's get our beer in the Lady Gay, huh?
Thank you.
Said I'd pay you later, barkeep. Can't you trust me for one little whiskey?
Nope.
I got half a mind to put another hole in your nose.
Stay back, Chester.
Yes, sir.
10 years since I've been in this town. It stinks just as bad as it ever did.
You got a complaint, mister?
Oh. You're the marshal.
So?
Well, I'm Hank Fergus, Marshal.
You make that sound like I should know you.
You never heard of me?
No.
Well, I have been in California quite a spell.
Uh-huh. Well, this is Dodge, Fergus, and I run Dodge. And gunmen with big reputations come and go a lot here. But mostly they go.
Look, Marshal, I don't aim to cause no trouble. I'll tell you the honest truth. I'm heading for St. Louis, and I kind of went broke on the way. Thought I'd stop by Dodge and make me a little money gambling, that's all.
Sure.
I'm broke. It's the truth, Marshal.
Well, being broke sure ain't nothing new around here. I'm most generally always broke.
Marshal, I hope you're convinced of my peaceful aim.
I'll let you know when I'm not, Fergus. I'll let you know real fast.
You sure don't make it easy for a man, do you?
I'm not paid to make it easy for men like you.
Goodbye, Marshal.
Dylan, ain't you being kindly hard on him?
You're forgetting something, Chester.
What?
He came here to make some money, and he's broke. Now, where's he going to get the stake to start gambling?
By to see how you're getting along.
No, that's not true.
You want to call me a liar, you better get off that bed and put on a gun, Zeno. Or don't you wear a gun no more.
What do you want here, Fergus?
I asked around town about you, Zeno. I had a lot of things. Most everything, I guess.
What for? What are you up to?
One thing I find out is that you carry a key to the general store. I'm broke, you know.
Well, I ain't got any money.
I need a little stake to start gambling with. And I don't want no trouble with that marshal. So I got to thinking maybe you could help me.
Help you rob the store, sure.
Well, I won't do it, Fergus. I'm a lot of things, but I ain't no thief.
I know. Tommy,
don't you bother.
Wait a minute.
Now, boy.
Come on in, son.
Tommy, I said not to bother.
I heard about Tommy, too, Zeno.
What'd you hear? What are you talking about?
Tommy, will you please
He's
go on?
He's kind of upset, son. He thinks there's things a boy shouldn't know.
What things?
Things about him, for example. Right, Zeno?
Fergus, don't now.
I know everything about Zeno, mister.
Well, now, let's see. Do you know that one time right here in Dodge about,
Fergus?
Oh, just how long ago was it?
All right, you win.
I thought I would.
What's he win, Zeno?
Never mind, Tommy.
Well, I want to know what this
you
is all about.
You heard me now, Tommy.
I want to know. You tell me that.
Just shut up.
You hit me, Zeno.
Tommy.
You hit me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Tommy, wait a minute. I've got to come back.
Well, you're mighty rough, Zeno. On kids.
Get out, Fergus. Get out, will you?
Sure. But I'll be back tonight. You'll be here.
I'll be here. If you promise not to tell that boy about what happened.
Of course not. I wouldn't want him to know what a coward you are. At least not if I get the cash box out of that general store without making no trouble. I'll be back tonight.
Marshal Dillon.
Huh? You been drinking again, Doc?
Oh, little glass of wine maketh glad the heart.
There hasn't been a glass of wine in Dodge since the flood, Doc. Sit down.
Thank you. I presume you refer to the flood Noah weathered so skillfully.
I do.
Great man, Noah.
Sure. Without him, there wouldn't be all the gunmen and murderers and horse thieves and plain common bums walking around the earth.
Yes, that's true. But there wouldn't be you or me either.
I'm not too much impressed, Doc. Now, look here.
See, that boy's up kind of late.
Marshal Dillon.
Hello, Doc. Tommy.
Hello, Tommy.
Marshal, I got to talk to you.
Oh, what's on your mind?
I had to come to you, Marshal. I've been thinking on it for hours. You got to stop it.
Stop what?
That man, that Fergus. I waited outside the door and I heard him talking. He's got something on Zeno, Marshal. And he's going to make him help rob the cash box out of the general store.
What?
Tonight. You got to stop it, Marshal.
I'll get over there right now.
No, wait a minute, Matt. I saw Zeno buying a bottle of liquor a few hours ago. He's probably dead drunk by now.
Then you come along, too, Doc. We'll sober him up and find out what this is all about.
If Zeno ain't at home, he's got to be in here robbing the store, don't he, Marshal?
We'll soon find out, Tommy.
Door's dark. I don't see anybody in there.
No. And the door's locked.
Zeno's key fits the back door, Marshal, not this one.
Let's go around back, then. Down the alley here.
When did you last see Zeno, Tommy?
Oh, this afternoon, Doc, when he hit me and ran out.
Quiet now. Yes, stay back, Tommy. You do as I say.
Okay, Marshal.
Yeah, dead drunk, just as I said.
Take a look at him, Doc.
Well, now leave me be. Well, he's not quite out.
What's that sack he's holding?
Money from the cash box, probably. Here, let me have that thing.
No, don't touch it.
Marshal, come here quick.
Huh?
I seen him laying here.
Well, who is it, Tommy?
It's that man, Ferguson.
By golly, it is. He's dead, Tommy.
Dead?
And there's nothing on him.
No money from the cash box.
No.
And Zeno's got it. He took it.
I'm afraid it kind of looks that way, Tommy.
Oh, Zeno Marshall.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Come on.
Matt, this man has been shot.
What?
Zeno, stop.
Right through the lungs. He's filling up bad.
No. Zeno. Zeno.
Here's a gun I found on him, no, Matt.
Let's leave him alone, Doc. Looks like they fought over who got the money, Doc.
Oh. Well, it took money and liquor to do it, but at least Zeno handled a gun again.
Yeah.
Marshal, Doc. Look. My boots. He got me my boots.
So that's what was in that sack.
Tommy.
What, Zeno?
Them boots. I owe Mr. Jonas for them. He'd take my gun and give it to him. I made a deal with him. I'm dying, Tom.
No, Zeno.
You be a man, boy. I'm counting on you.
Don't die, Zeno. Zeno. Marshal?
He's dead, Tommy.
Zeno. Dead.
Here's his gun, Tommy. You give it to Mr. Jonas tomorrow. And start wearing those boots. You're a man now. And you can walk proud in them, Tommy. Mighty proud.
Produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Vic Perrin, and Richard Beale. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week for another story on Gunsmoke.